And I want you to turn to Acts chapter 1 and verse 14. And I'll minister this more thoroughly tonight, if that's what we do. But some of you I won't see. Some of you will have to work and won't be able to come tonight. And this is the only reason that I'm doing this is because I really feel that the Lord gave me a word and that He wants you just to see this right now. I encourage you to come tonight because I really feel that this is what the Holy Spirit is going to be doing in our fellowship in 1991, bringing us into a power of prayer. In Acts chapter 1, verse 14, I'll just read that one verse. These all with one mind were continually devoting themselves to prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with His brothers. And what has happened here, you're familiar. Jesus has ascended, and the people have come back, and they're in the upper room. And the Bible says these all, that word there, all, means the thoroughness of them. It means the overallness of them. That word all is used 169 times in the book of Acts alone. And it talks about how they all enjoyed everything together. They were all baptized in the Holy Spirit. They were all baptized in water. They were all walking around with the joy of the Lord. That's how they moved. They moved in an allness, in a oneness. And right here, this all is talking about how they continually devoted themselves to prayer. Now, we're going to do this tonight. But out of this time of prayer that these people continually devoted themselves to, what was the results of their prayer? Help me. Just talk to me just a second here. What immediately happens here in Acts chapter 2? The Holy Spirit comes. Then what happens? How many got saved? 3,000. All right. Then from that, the church grows. The 5,000 come into the church. And then from that comes the deacons and Stephen, and he ministers with signs and wonders. And Philip goes to Samaria, and Philip is stoned, Stephen is stoned, and Philip goes to Samaria, and there he turns Samaria upside down with the gospel of the kingdom of God. And Paul comes along, and missionary comes out of this, and church at Antioch comes out of this, and they send forth missionaries, and churches are birthed. And we can just see what this one prayer, this time of prayer, as they come together and continually devoted themselves to prayer, what happened is that so much transpired from that time of prayer. And it wasn't individual prayer. It was these, themselves. They continually devoted themselves to prayer. Now, could they see as they prayed that the Holy Ghost was going to fall on them? Could they see that 3,000 people were going to get saved by their praying? Could they see that men like Stephen and Philip and the Apostle Paul and churches would be birthed everywhere as they came together in prayer? Could they see that at this time? No, they can't, and we can't always see what's happening as we come together and pray. But folks, I want us to understand today that there's a power that happens when we come together and pray and we continually devote ourselves to prayer that can't happen any other way. Amen. We're continually devoted there, and I'm going to break it down more tonight. It means to attend all the exercises. That's what the word means. You need to look it up. It means to attend all the exercises. They came and they attended all the times of prayer. And they came together. They focused with one mind. They had a purpose. They had a vision. They had something they were shooting at. And they focused with that one mind. And Mark, where's Mark? Mark here? Where's homothamadon? That's one of Mark's favorite words. It means a hot passion. It means a fervency. And what they did is they got in a hot passion together. And they fervently prayed. With one mind, they attacked the enemy forces. And out of that prayer comes the Holy Spirit. How many want a church that is truly the Holy Spirit has fallen upon? Amen. Don't you really? Yes. It comes from prayer. And not just my prayer, but our prayer. Don't you want a church that truly is evangelical? That 3,000, can you imagine what a church in this city of 3,000 could do? Anything. Is there anything too difficult for a church like that? Can you imagine what a church that's praying like that, that the Holy Ghost is falling on and is evangelical? The missionaries that can be raised up, the Stephens and the Phillips and the Pauls that can be raised up to go out and start churches. How many really want to start churches that the Holy Ghost can really fall upon? Well, you know how it's going to come? It's going to come through prayer. Continually devoting ourselves. Giving ourselves to all the exercises. Folks, that's why I'm not going to preach, because I don't want you, because we've had such a sweet time here today, and I don't want you to any way to misinterpret what I'm trying to say this morning, because I'm not trying to get after anybody. I can't make you pray. I've tried. Am I right? See, I can't make you pray. But I'm telling you this, is that if you really want a church that the Holy Ghost falls upon, and if you really want 3,000 people, if you really want a city evangelized, and if you really want these things for missionaries and evangelists and people to come up and go forth and start the churches, I'm telling you, we're going to have to pray. We're going to have to. We're going to have to come into a hamathamadon, hot fervency. We're going to have to. And I think that 1991 is going to be a time when we enter into the power of corporate prayer. I want to talk about that some more tonight. We're going to talk about Acts chapter 2. I think there are seven keys there that bring a church to the place where the Lord can add daily those that are being saved. Listen to me. Those that are being saved. How many want to bring people in here that are being saved? So what you just said, wasn't it? And that ties right in. And one of the keys, there's four keys that are given there. One of the keys is prayer. Continuing in prayer. And I really do. I know sometimes we're tired. Sometimes we're working. But I really know this. If I've learned anything over my years of ministry, I've learned this. That people do what people want to do. And if we want to pray, we'll pray. And if we don't want to pray, we'll find something else to do. And I just really want you to check out your priorities and see why possibly you're not here with us praying on Wednesday nights. I really do. Please understand me. Again, I'm going to say it. I am not getting after anybody. I can't make you pray. I can't make you come. Don, if I could, I would. Wouldn't I? I would. But not for my benefit, but for our benefit. So the Holy Ghost could fall. So that people could be saved. So that the angels could be released. So that healings could take place. Let me just say this real quick and I'm done. I think we feel like sometimes our prayers aren't being answered. And I just want to rehearse this over your memories. If I remember correctly, when 5 years ago at the Assembly of God, you guys were meeting praying for a preacher, praying for a pastor. Now, you might not have been there all at one time. Sometimes you were. But the church was left open and people were going by praying for a pastor to come to this city. Am I right? Now, you might not think it was an answer to prayer, but I came. About a year later, God had brought a serious drought in Georgia. Serious drought. And there's a little church over here on Chattanooga Street called the Church at Lafayette. And they were fasting and praying, wanting rain. That's what they were fasting and praying about. They weren't asking for a preacher. They were wanting a natural rain. God gave them a spiritual rain because He brought us all together. Am I right? That's what you was doing, wasn't it? Not long before that, Pastor Tebow, they told us, stood before their people, their congregation. They were singing a cappella. They had no musicians. They weren't doing anything. And they were singing a cappella. And Pastor Tebow started calling in musicians and singers and those people. Am I right? Did God answer those prayers? Did God answer His prayer? And as you guys prayed for musicians, did He give you musicians? As you guys asked God corporately for a pastor, did He send you one? As we got together over there on Chattanooga Street and started praying for a building that could hold us all, did He give us one? Yeah. Not too long ago, we started opening up prayer. God started speaking to us, and we started praying to the east, the west, the north, and the south. Kevin, you and Galen, stand up, please. Here comes Kevin and Galen and their family. I was kneeling right. Don't keep standing. I was kneeling right over here one Wednesday night. We was praying, and I stood up and I said, "I feel impressed with the Holy Spirit to get you guys to agree with me for five people for Sunday." How many remember that when I said that? All right, we stood up, we agreed together. Next Sunday, here was that family, 5 people. We kept praying, east, west, north, and south. Randy's gone back up to Illinois. There they are. There's some northers right there. South, all you guys from Rome, stand up. Folks up there, about what is, yeah, see here? Go ahead. I'm trying to show you. I was praying one day. I was praying to the east, and I was specifically, Andy Lloyd and Audrey Lloyd came into my mind, and I began to pray for them. I hadn't seen them in a long time. Next Sunday, here walks in Audrey Lloyd. And a couple weeks later, all of them's here. All those people that I know have come since that is about 27 people. Just in a matter of a few months. And Judy's telling us that in this coming year, that God's going to do something. He's going to cause us to be evangelical and stop going into other people's goldfish bowls and getting their fish. Go catch our own. What I'm wanting us to see is that God is answering our prayers. A couple weeks back, Dr. Ted Cash's sister was dying of cancer. Am I right? We started praying. Not just us, her church, everybody. I went and laid hands on her. We all did. We all prayed for her. How's she doing now, Dr. Cash?
She's doing great. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen. Folks, I know it. I know. Willis fell off a ladder a couple of weeks back. Broke his arm. Doctor said your arm's going to be crooked. We started praying for his arm. Dr. Cash, how's his arm look? I'm just rehearsing these things in our minds so that we can stir up our faith, so that we can come together and we can unite ourselves. Ron, I want you to come up here. Ron, will you come up here? We'll give you an illustration, then we're done. I won't have to preach it tonight. This has done it. How many knows that Ron's a little bigger than me? How big are you? How tall?
I'm 6'3".
6'3". How much you weigh?
About
250. 250. I'm 5'10", weigh 1 inch. Okay. Now, if I was to take him on, what do you think would happen? Huh? I'd probably get hurt, wouldn't I? Am I right? Okay. All right. Come here, Steve. Stand up here with me. But if one can put 1,000 to flight, two, we'd probably still get hurt, wouldn't we? Come here, Lance. All right. There you go. Got a little better chance, but we're still going to get hurt. T-Bone, Don, Kirk, Tom, you guys come on up here. Oh, come on. All right. See now? Now, if we're smart, we'll all jump on him. So we can all stand here. We can all stand here and let me attack him, and they'll watch me get hurt, right? But if we're smart, and we all get around him, see, and count to 3, and everybody jump on him, there's a possibility that nobody will get hurt, and that we'll get out of this thing. All right, sit down. Here's what I'm trying to show you. Listen, I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how bad it is. What I'm trying to tell you is when we get together, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. And the book of Leviticus, and I'll read it tonight, says, 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall chase 10,000. When we come together in corporate prayer, folks, I'm wanting you to understand something. When we really do, and we really focus with one mind in a hot fervency and pray, I promise you the kingdom of God can be established. For he says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Not if my person who is called by my name, but if my people! In 1991, I want you to pray with me. There's nothing wrong with individual prayer. You better be praying. You better be praying for your home, your finances, your family, your marriage, your children. Because you'll pray for them with a fervency that I can't pray for that with. But folks, if we come together in here and we start praying for a woman who's ate up with cancer, we start praying for Jerry Wayne, we start praying for these things, broken arm, we start praying that the kingdom of God will come in this city and that churches will have the Holy Ghost fall upon them. Folks, I'm promising you, something's going to happen. From the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south, people are going to be coming and we're going to see the kingdom of God come in our lives, in our time. Let me go ahead and kick this in. They didn't know what they were praying 2,000 years ago. They didn't know that 2,000 years later, what they prayed then will affect you and me now. Can you hear that? What we don't know is what we're praying right now, what it's going to have effect on the generations to come. On your children, on your grandchildren, on your great-grandchildren, 2,000 years, should the Lord tarry, we don't know the power that's going to happen. But it comes corporately, Roger. Am I right? And I want you to be here, folks. We just got to start praying. We've got to start praying together with the focus, the vision, and attacking. And I'll talk tonight a little bit about, you know, it's not fun. We don't have a problem coming in here praising God and dancing and clapping. We don't have a hard time coming here. We fill this place up with teachings. I believe that you love to be taught. This is a teachable fellowship. You love to praise God. These are the reasons you come. You love to break the bread. How many of us come here to pray? See what I mean? And those are four keys to bringing people into the kingdom of God, having a church that God will add daily to. Those are the four keys. First of all, apostles' doctrine. Secondly of all, breaking bread together in fellowship. Thirdly of all, praising God in a fervency. And fourthly of all, prayer. Without those things, we don't have a place where the Holy Ghost has fallen upon. We don't have a place that'll reach out. And we need it, don't we? We need it. We want it. We want it so bad. All right. If you're with me now, if you really feel that you want to get into this, what God's going to try to be doing here in 1991, and you're wanting to really come into a fervency of prayer, and you really feel what I'm telling you is the truth, and you know that we need to pray together, I want you just to stand. I want you to stand. We're gonna get together. We're going to covenant together. And we're going to come. We're going to pray for ourselves that the Holy Spirit will cause us to want to be together and pray. These people had a need, a desperate need, to just want to be together and pray. That's what they wanted to do. A fervency. I want that. You see, we've missed that somewhere. We don't have problems with praise or teaching or fellowship. We'll go to the Sizzling tonight. There'll be 30, 40, 50 people there. We have problems with this prayer. And I want God to show us how to make prayer as fun as praise. Make prayer as fun as teaching. Make prayer as fun as communion. I really do. And I want to pray that right now. That God will show us how to make it enjoyable and into the place that we can come with a fervency and accomplish what He wants us to accomplish. Would you agree with me in that prayer? Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we agree together as a body. Father, and You said where two or three are gathered together, that You were in the midst, and that we could ask anything. If we ask it in Your name, that You would do it. As touching anything, You said. And Father, right now, we touch the need to understand corporate prayer in a greater dimension. Father, we need to know this. We need to know what it will take to cause us to want to come and pray corporately and come against the powers and principalities and pray for people's healings and pray, Lord God, that the Holy Ghost will fall upon us and pray, Lord God, that churches can be raised up, that the Holy Ghost will fall on them and pray, Lord God, that evangelists and missionaries can be sent out and pray, Lord God, that a major wave of Your salvation will fall upon an area. And Father God, we want You to show us how to do this. We want You to show us how to make it fun, make it enjoyable, but make it effective. Father, we're tired of praying ineffective prayers. We want to pray, Lord God, and we want God to hear from heaven. We want Him to heal our land. We want Him to wipe away our iniquities. We want Him to move in our city. We agree together. We agree together. Everybody say, so be it. So be it. One more time. So be it. In Jesus' name. Say, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.